And right now we are joined in studio by our resident word nerd and wonderful executive producer Eleanor Harrison Dengate for Word of the Week. It's a segment we like to do where we look at the etymology behind some of our favourite words. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Oh, you're very excited this morning.
I am.
What is our word?
Ladybug.
You are dressed a little bit like a ladybug today.
Yeah, lots of red.
Lots of red and black. Mm. There we go. So, ladybug, where does it come from?
Well, I thought, why don't we just start off with quickly looking at lady and bug. And lady actually comes, it's Old English and turns up in 1200 and is actually related to the word loaf. So it's actually meant something to do with the person who in the house who needed the bread.
Okay.
And that was the lady. And then bug, which is...
the loaf lady. Okay.
Yeah, the loaf lady, which is interesting. I mean, it's sort of later on it becomes, you know, the higher class type lady.
Yeah.
I think of lady now, but yeah.
But it originated to the woman needing bread in the home.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's very interesting. It's old
That's
English,
an interesting
actually.
One. Yeah. Okay. Mm.
And bug, of course, is insect. And it's from the 1620s, actually, which I thought was a lot later than I expected. It's technically unknown origin, but it's possible. Possibly connected, and I'm going back to goblins. I do love them, but it's possibly connected to Scottish bogil, which means a goblin, or Welsh, like I think it's bug.
Okay.
And that means ghost or goblin. But basically, it's sort of.
They are little goblins, those things. I don't like bugs. I'm not a creepy crawly fan.
But yeah, it's basically just like that whole like louse, grub, bug. Like that whole, like, I don't really like these things very much type
okay.
thing.
Okay. Well, I love anything at the moment that comes from the Scottish Highlands. I'm very into a show called Outlander. I'm just hoping that I have Scottish heritage. So I'm down with bug being of Scottish heritage. All right, cool. So we've got lady as the woman needing bread.
Mm.
We have bug as a little goblin.
Mm. But ladybug altogether only turns up in the 1690s. And
that's
actually,
quite close to bug, is it? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, it is quite close to bug. Because the bug is 1620s, but that's the thing is that ladybugs before that were called weird things. They're called like lady cows or cow ladies and all these bizarre things.
Because I've been called a lady cow once or twice in my life. Okay.
So yeah, that sort of apparently this is kind of what I found was that, so crops in England during the Middle Ages were plagued by pests.
Okay.
And so the farmers began praying to the Blessed Lady, the Virgin Mary. And so soon the farmers started seeing ladybugs in their fields and the crops were miraculously saved from the pests, probably because ladybugs eat aphids. And so they associated that good fortune with the beetles, and so they began to call them lady beetles. So like the, you know.
Like the Virgin Mary
special
beetles.
Yeah, so the Virgin
Lovely
Mary's
beetles.
Personal beetles are
The Virgin Mary sent these beetles to you. Okay, interesting.
But yeah, and the idea is that, you know how there's the seven spotted lady beetle?
Yes.
The idea was that that was named for the Virgin Mary because the red color represents her cloak. I know that we know her as blue now, but it used to be red.
Okay.
And I
think it's red and blue. She wears a blue cloak, but a red dress underneath.
I feel like you would know more about this.
I always played Mary Magdalene in the plays at school. I never got to be
saucy.
I know.
Lady.
I never got to be Mary, Mother of God. It always, it annoyed me something shocking.
Yeah, but Mary Magdalene could have been, you know, the wife of God.
She was a bit
bossy, you know.
Let's be real. But no, I never got to play with the you know, in the manger scenes and all that, hold the baby in.
Yeah.
Someone would have to bring in a baby born.
Yeah.
I'd always volunteer my baby born. My baby born was a star in primary school. And we actually got a real baby one year because one of the teachers had a baby. I don't know why they let seven-year-olds hold a baby, but they did. That's how it went. And I never got to be the Virgin Mary.
Aww.
The other Jessica in my class always got to be the Virgin Mary, and I was Mary Magdalene. Robbed of that role.
So
but anyway,
robbed.
I carry that into my adulthood very well, I think. So we've got the seven spots, meaning the seven, what was it,
the
sacraments?
Seven sorrows. Apparently. So
don't remember this one from religion
class.
Well,
yeah, this is what I found. But basically, there's a bunch of things that are horrible things, I guess, that happened to the Virgin Mary. And one of them was that people would be ungrateful for her son. And then there was the flight into Egypt. And so that was the Herod thing where obviously they were fleeing Herod and all that kind of thing. Okay. And then there was the loss of the Jesus in the temple.
I remember that story. I remember that one. Yep.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He was about 7. He ran away.
Yeah.
And was preaching to people when they found him. Very naughty for going away.
Yeah, and
his
when
parents.
He like went crazy in a temple and like threw everything all over the place.
Because
I always like when people say, what did Jesus do? I think of that.
Yeah, he just threw a tantrum at 7. He was like 7 and he saw people making money in a temple and he lost it. Lost his biscuits and whew.
Yeah. Which
that's how I remember that story.
Why not?
didn't quite go down as well when I tried to throw a tantrum in a supermarket, but, you know, whatever. So there's all these sorrows. The lady beetle represents the sorrows. So, the lady beetle came to save the crops.
Yep.
And it's a lady because of the Virgin Mary.
Essentially.
And before that, it was a cow beetle or
well,
a lady cow.
There are all these bizarre sort of names for it. Lady cow, cow lady. I don't know. There's lots of cows.
How interesting that cow was the one to be associated.
I'm still not sure why that was.
Interesting. I'll take it.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, no. Cows have spots. Lady beetle. I'm reaching.
Cows do have spots. Some cows have spots. I always think of brown cows when I think of cows, though. I never think of black and white cows. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can completely digress here and tell you about a study that came out the other day that found that like 7% of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Oh, I saw that too.
Oh, God, that's wonderful. Oh, so wonderful. I love that grown people think that. But this is very interesting. The origin of a lady beetle.
Yeah.
Ladybug.
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing. Oh, the other thing is.
Yes.
Apparently the larva of ladybugs look like little crocodiles. When you put them under a microscope. I thought that was interesting.
Has nothing to do with the etymology of the word, but neither did chocolate milk coming from chocolate cows.
I think
we'll wrap it up there. Eleanor, thanks for joining us this morning. Our wonderful resident word nerd and executive producer, Eleanor Harrison-Dengate, there with our word of the week, ladybug. What a beautiful history. I think a nice religious history for our Sunday morning. Hey,